Well, hello there, male species. I assume it's only real males that listen to me at all. Because to a feminine brain, it would be a bit of gobbledygook. Then why shouldn't I just talk to males? It's all down to male bonding, isn't it? God, the femons hate male bonding, don't they? And I wonder why that is. Well, maybe because if we get together, we might start talking. And get to know something about the femons we shouldn't know. Well, that's really all over anyway, because they're showing themselves for what they are anyway. And they don't seem to have turned out to be very nice people, do they? Not the sort of girls you want to take home and say, "Hey, Mom and Dad, here's my, No, not really anymore. But femons throughout history have always wanted their cake and eat it too. But they were a little bit reserved about it many years ago because there were some shaming going on a little bit for them from the sisterhood. But no such shaming is taking place today. Go for it, you empowered femon. What do I mean they want their cake and eat it too? Well, they want all the good jobs, don't they? They want the clean jobs. They don't want to work down the sewers or on the back of a garbage truck. But they don't want to work to get there. They want the easy route. They want one of those fantastic real alpha males, but they aren't prepared to work for it. Because they just think they deserve it. And I don't know if anybody noticed, but all the femons kind of look the same now. They're using so much makeup, they're kind of remodeling their faces and making themselves all look about the same. Of course, when we're really very young, children in fact, we want our cake and eat it too. But we find out very quickly we can't really have both. Then I guess it means that you're an adult then. But what really amazes me is when you see these 40-some-year-old femons talking on a video, and it's almost as if they've just landed on planet Earth and are completely unaware, and yet they spend at least 40, 45 years on the planet and learnt nothing. And whether or not MGTOW is gaining traction, or it's something else, but I don't think many men want to be with these femons anymore. And not because of MGTOW, but because mostly they're just damn disgusting, aren't they? There's a guy I know who's been with a girl for about 10 years, I guess, and he's slowly thinking about walking away. And it's because everything about the relationship seems to be about her. He comes home from a hard day's work, and she doesn't ask him how he got on or anything. She tells him how her day was. And she's planning things for the weekend that she never asked him about. That he has to be there, of course. And he said to me that he hasn't left her before because he's a little bit scared of being alone. And I said to him, I know a lot of husbands and long-term boyfriends that feel alone in the relationship already. I haven't said anything to him because I want him to do it himself. There's no children involved. There's a dog, 2 cats, and a goldfish, I think. He's also a very nice guy, actually, and he's worried how she will take it and if she'll find somebody else. Then I told him, don't you worry about that. It won't be long before your replacement will be inside the house, and you obviously will be put onto the shit list, of course. But I did give him some advice, and that was, if you do leave her, do not go out with another woman immediately straight after. Have some time alone and get used to it. You'll like it. They want their cake and eat it too. They want to play football or soccer badly and get paid the same as the other guys that play good. They don't understand why they're not getting paid the money the other guys are getting. They've turned up with a soccer outfit on, soccer boots and the ball. What else is there to it, eh? Many, many years ago I was telling men to walk away from the femon. But they've got so much more worse. Yes, that's correct wording. And I didn't think they could really get any more entitled. I guess I was wrong. Some guys, do yourselves a dignity favor and walk away. Femons don't obviously have any respect for themselves in today's world, but you being a male should have. Before I go to bed tonight, I'm going to make a prayer that my friend walks away. He's done his time. He's lived for her for 10 years. Now the rest of his life should be his own. Take it easy, gentlemen. If nothing else, respect yourself. Take it easy.
Your prayer has been logged. Somebody will get back to you in 48 hours or less.